on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. Our stop this morning brings us to Berrien Springs High School. The road trip brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Six specialty meets in Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, and a Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. Again, our stop this morning brings us to Berrien Springs. We're going to start things off with Berrien Springs Wrestling. A couple of the coaches and the wrestlers here, and Coach Joe Melendez is here. Good to see you, Coach. Thanks for coming in and talking some wrestling.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you. The recently completed Berrien County meet. Have you wrestled since then, or has that been the last one?
We wrestled last night.
And how things go for you?
They did well for the kids that were there. We did really well.
As far as the wrestling program is concerned, you find a lot of guys wanting to come out for wrestling. Is it one of those things where you're still trying to find guys to fill the weight classes here at Berrien Springs?
We're kind of running into that this year. We're low on numbers, but we're optimistic about our future. We've got a junior high program that's pretty strong, and we've been kind of building that up in the last few years. So our feeder program is working. We do need some more high school kids coming out, we're working on that.
Yeah, like you said, the feeder program, that's where it starts.
I know.
If you get them interested, then you've got them.
Yeah.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
Okay, this is Frank Gonzalez, he's an assistant coach, and Ryan Gonzalez, which is our senior 215-pounder, and Nick Gunn, which is our 171-pounder. This is Nick's first year, and we're very optimistic about him. He's showed a lot of promise, and he's got quite a few wins.
Nice. For the first time out, too.
Yep.
Nice job. Coach, how long have you been with the other program now?
Actually, this is my first year with the wrestling program. I coach football. I coach track. I coach the robotics team. I coach softball. So
just add another resume, right?
Yeah, and this year, you know, it's really good because I'm in a fortunate position that I was able to coach my son through his high school career. And so he's a senior this year, and it's pretty awesome. So to be able to spend this year with him in his wrestling career and be an assistant coach is pretty special.
So what's next, basketball for you?
No, actually, we're going to go right into the track season.
Yeah.
So
you going to dabble into basketball anytime? Or?
No, that's not in the plan. So just going to stick with shot put and discus at the end of this year, and then probably go back into the weight room because I do a lot of the strength and conditioning all the programs.
Mm-hmm.
So because we share a lot of the same athletes, it's nice that you'll be able to – we can reach out to a large demographic of all our athletes and hopefully promote the wrestling and get them more interested in here and let them understand that those programs, wrestling will only make you better for your other programs. Instead of doing nothing in the off season, you're conditioning, you're getting stronger. It's a competitive thing. There's a lot of life skills that go on with wrestling, so we try to promote that.
Ryan and Nick, we appreciate you guys getting up so early in the morning. Ryan, how long have you been wrestling?
I have been wrestling since my sixth grade year back at Waterville Elite. I came here to Berrien my freshman year, and I have been wrestling here ever since.
What got you started in the sport? Do you remember?
Well, honestly, I didn't really want to go out when it first started out. I kind of, in a way, got forced by my parents to go out for wrestling. they were kind of like, so they're having a practice. It's already late in the season. Just go out, see how you like it. And worked out 6 years later. I'm still wrestling.
All right. And Nick, this is your first year. What prompted you to go out for wrestling?
The coaches told me that I would be like better for like any other sport you do. And so I just decided to come out.
So you weren't forced? Like you're at. Are you liking it so far?
Yeah. It's
really
fun.
Yeah.
Getting really conditioned.
Outstanding. What impresses you most about these two guys?
You know, I want to add something that once these guys get a win under their belt, they're pretty much hooked and gets into their blood, and that's what a lot of the wrestlers, you know, it's really hard when you first come out, you're like, what am I doing here? I'm killing myself, and then they see all their hard work pays off, you know, and they take all the rewards. That's one thing about wrestling is that when you win, you stand out there in a podium and you take all the rewards. And I'm going to tell you, from personal experience, the best high in the whole world.
It's got to be.
Yes. And then once they've experienced that, they stay with the program, and hopefully we'll get more kids to experience that. And that's really, as coaches, that's what we're looking for, so they can get that first win. And once that, then they want the second win, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, before you know it, they're in the state meet, you know, competing for the championship, which is what our ultimate goal is.
Right.
So, yeah.
Ryan, with you wrestling as long as you have, were there any goals you set for yourself coming into this season? Anything you really wanted to, accomplish?
For this season, since it's my last year, I wanted to see if I could win conference this Saturday. I want to try to make it out of districts this year. I haven't had the best luck in the past with districts. I'm hoping to make it out and see how far I can get as far as it goes for regionals and state.
Wait, conference is this weekend? That went fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, might have gone fast for some people, but you know, when you're here every day.
It's been a slow season.
It's been a slow season. Nick, did you set any goals, not in knowing really what to expect, any goals coming into the season?
I just wanted to, like, learn how to wrestle and win a few matches.
Is one of the most challenging things for you is to watch what you eat during the wrestling season now, where you got to, you know, maintain weight? Is that one of the more challenging things?
Yeah, like no drinking pop, no eating bad foods.
And I couldn't do it.
Trying to stay in shape.
I give you guys a lot of credit. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's one thing that wrestling not only teaches you life skills, but it also teaches you good eating habits, which will pay off in the long run. You know, some of these things that we eat are not really good for you, you know, from a health standpoint. So I think it's a good thing, you know. I mean, it, you know, not only do we teach them the skills of the wrestling skills, but we also, you know, we try to teach them how to have a good lifestyle. So
who else is here with us this morning?
My name is Shane Guffey.
Shane?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in. You've been wrestling for how long now?
This is my first year as well.
Oh, first year. Yeah. All right. What got you into it?
Actually, Coach G came and talked to me saying that they needed some more people and that he thought I'd be interested, and I was, so, yeah.
Wait, your second life, maybe just you're going to need to be a recruiter or something. You've got this way about you.
It's the weight room. They all play football. I have that built-in connection with all of them, and so, you know, I just tell them, you know, this is a sport. If you want to get better in other sports, especially in football, I mean, it teaches you to stay low, be explosive, and learn how to compete on a one-on-one level. And that translates to everything and they're going to do in the rest of life. They're going to compete, whether it's in the workforce or wherever they go. You have to compete.
Yeah.
So you're going to learn to lose. You're going to learn to win. And it's tough losing. But that's something that I think that's what impresses me most, because when you lose, it's hard. I mean, that's a personal knock, and they keep fighting. I mean, they're in it every day. We see them. They have every reason to quit, but they don't.
They don't, yeah.
They stay on the mat. They keep coming back to practice. They work hard, whatever we ask of them, in the weight room, on the mats. And it's tough when you have a small team. But not to quit. I mean, that's something that they'll be able to take with them for a long time. And Nick and Shane went to the Greater Barron County Open JV tournament at St. Joe, and Nick took second, and Shane took fourth. And that's a really good accomplishment. I mean, so
first year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
You know, very proud of that fact. You know, and some of the upper weight classes, Ryan was the varsity level, and that's a tough weight class this year. At 215, you have Zeke out of Lakeshore, he's a monster.
Really?
Yeah. And then you have Bo out of Constantine.
Okay.
They were both there. And so it was a really tough weight class, but not a quit in any of them. So that's what probably impresses me most about this group.
Shane, with this being your first year, anything surprise you about wrestling that you didn't expect? I mean, you come out and you go, whoa, I didn't expect this at all.
How quickly you get tired out on the mat. Like, it's only it's only 6 minutes, but it can feel like a whole hour out there because how tired you get so quickly.
Yeah, the endurance pays, yeah, pays off big, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nick, for you, anything that surprised you?
I didn't think we would have to like condition a lot that much, so getting real tired, and but it was fun though.
So Ryan, you've been wrestling for as long as you have. Have you ever played basketball?
I actually did for like, I think, 2 years back in middle school.
Okay.
I wasn't the best, I'll say that.
You found your home on the wrestling mat.
Yep.
I can understand that. And then for any other sports that you play outside of wrestling?
I've played football ever since Rocket. Played that all through middle school and high school. And I also started track my freshman year here, doing shot put and discus.
Okay. No hurdles?
No, no, you will not see me running.
Nick, for you, other sports that you play other than wrestling?
Just football and wrestling.
Okay. All right. Nothing in the spray.
Mm-mm.
You going to?
Yeah, we're working on that, too.
I shouldn't have brought it up. I apologize. Shane, anything for you, other sports?
Same with Nick. This year, I'm just doing wrestling and football.
You going to?
Multi-sport.
I know, exactly. Coach's going to be on you guys now. And I asked Nick and Ryan, any goals you set for yourself coming in to this season with it being your first year doing it?
Yeah, just like, even though it's my first year, like progressing a lot and getting wins and getting that confidence.
When the wrestling season is over, because we were talking with these guys, you have to watch your weight and you know, watch what you eat and all that. When the wrestling season is over, what's the first junk food you're going to gravitate to?
I mean, do I have to pick one?
No. You can pick as many as you want.
Well, there's a list I could go down, but I don't know if I want to go down that list.
What would be near or at the top of that list?
Probably Subway cookies, if I had to be honest. Those are just really good.
Yeah, they are really good.
And I like Subway in general, so.
Okay. Nick, what's the first junk food you're going to gravitate to?
Probably like some candy. Any candy.
Any candy.
That's Shane? A broad list.
That is a broad list.
Soda, definitely.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I can understand that. What's next on the schedule, Coach?
Well, we have our conference meet this weekend. Yeah. You know, I might add that these guys, they work really hard, that they don't have to worry about their weight as much as past groups and that I've had, and they don't starve to death like some of the kids do, and we don't advocate that, you know, because it's not healthy,
right?
And it takes the fun away from the sport. But yeah, they maintain their weight, you know. I mean, they just work hard, and that's what we believe in. Work hard wherever you're at. That's it, you know, and that's where we're at.
That's what wrestling's all about, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we have conference this weekend, and hopefully we'll fare good. We're going to prepare these guys as much as we can, and then hopefully they'll come out as champions.
Let's hope so.
What we want.
All right. Yeah. Let's hope so. We'll make the broad prediction right here.
Yep.
Conference champs. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in, and congratulations on everything so far, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you guys coming in. We'll take a break. More coming up from Berrien Springs, the road trip on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. For the stress of managing your schoolwork and sports, grab your B vitamins or B complex. Make sure you're getting plenty of good night's sleep. And again, think of herbal teas and local honey from Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Nutritional deficiency is hard to avoid with our busy lifestyles and the ever-tempting convenience of fast food. If your lifestyle and work conditions prevent you from having a nutritious diet, I can help you. And I can offer you help with your total body wellness. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll discover alternative approaches and essential steps that can help you build a foundation for year-round health. Helen's Health Hut, better living naturally.
You want the best for yourself, and Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut does too. Come visit her at the corner of Pleasant and Main Streets in downtown St. Joe.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call 800-900-7571. 800-900-7571. If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with the Larry King Special. 800-900-7571.
Pick up the phone right now.
Road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. A road trip has us at Berrien Springs High School this morning on WSJM Sports. We turn our attention to girls basketball. And William Eichberg is the head coach. Good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Good. It's a great opportunity, and I was looking forward to talking about the girls basketball season. You know, Ed's looking at your schedule throughout the season, there's been some pretty tough competition that you've had on the schedule this year.
Yeah, especially since coming back from Christmas break, we've seen some teams ranked in the top 10 in Class B and Class C. But, you know, one of the ways you get better is you raise that level of competition, and our district has changed a little bit, and so some of these schools that we played this year, teams we could see in district. So, like Three Rivers and Edwardsburg moved into our district, which in girls basketball, they've been quite good the last few years.
Yeah.
So, trying to be ready for that.
And I was taking a look at the last handful of games, St. Joe, Buchanan, Brandywine, New Buffalo.
Yeah.
Some pretty good teams.
Yep. Yep. They're doing well, and you know, we continue to fight. We've just come up a little short recently. So.
Who have been some of the young ladies that have stood out for you this year? I mean, I know taking a look at the box scores and all that, but have you talked about some of them?
Well, here this morning, I've got senior Kamisha Ellis Davis. She's a returning varsity player. Really kind of a defensive pit bull, gets after it defensively, and really is kind of the energy spark plug on our team. Every time she goes out, we know she's going to play hard. And then I've got junior here, Nigel Eddy, first year playing high school basketball. Another one that just goes out and plays hard and does what you ask. And then I've got a sophomore, Maggie Griffiths, who got her feet wet last year, got moved up partway through the year to play some varsity basketball. And one of our challenges is with size this year. Maggie's their tallest player, and she's 5'7".
Okay.
And we've seen some tall girls. Buchanan's got a 6'2 or 6'3 center. Mm-hmm. Benton Harbor's got a 6'3 freshman. So we've struggled a little bit with size, but.
And one lady that's helping you out again for girls basketball is Renee Volrath. And I think when you think of Berrien Springs sports, you got to think of this lady.
Yeah, I couldn't do this job without her. She's an amazing. An amazing coach, the experience she brings, and the relationship she has with these girls. You couldn't replace that with anyone else. So I'm very thankful to have her help.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. He just kind of grabbed me as I was walking by, so I got suckered in here.
Do you give yourself much off time between volleyball and basketball season?
We actually started a week earlier in basketball this year, so there was no time off. There wasn't. It was just hit the ground running. But that's okay because you have different girls in each sport. And I've had the privilege of having these girls that are here today. And so it's neat to be with them again. Because you see them in the hallways once in a while, but it's not the same as being with them every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kamisha, Coach mentioned you being a pit bull on defense. That's when was the last time or have you ever been referred to as a pit bull before?
He always tell me that I'm a good defensive player, but I think that's the first time.
It's the first time.
Yeah, I've been a pit bull. He told him, call me a pit bull, and I said that.
And Maggie, Coach mentioned playing against Buchanan, and their center is, what did you say about?
So she's 6'2", 6'3". She's a tall girl.
Yeah. What's that? And you're 5'7". That's a tough task, isn't it?
Yeah, she was pushing me around a little bit, but I tried to push her back. She just wasn't moving.
She wouldn't move, huh? But do you like that kind of a challenge?
I do. It's a little harder, but I like to push myself to be a better player.
And, Nigel, this is your first year playing basketball?
My third.
Oh, third year.
First year on the varsity.
Oh, first year on varsity. All right. Yeah. What's it been like for you playing on the varsity squad?
Well, I love it, and I love the coaches, and I love my teammates. So.
Makes it fun?
Yeah.
What position do you play?
Guard.
All right. How long have you been playing basketball? Do you remember when you first started?
My seventh grade year.
Oh, seventh grade. All right. Any other sports you play other than basketball?
No, just basketball.
Just basketball. All right. Maggie, for you, any other sports other than basketball that you play?
Yeah, I play volleyball and I run track.
All right. All right. And Kamisha, for you, any other sports that you play other than basketball?
No, just basketball.
All right. All right.
This is one of the few sports, so we got a couple that just do basketball. I've tried to get them to play volleyball and some other things, but they just won't do it.
Trying to get them to run track or play soccer this spring.
Is that going to work?
I ran track my sophomore year, but...
That's going to be a definite no from there. Are you guys having fun, though, this season?
Yeah,
it's been pretty fun.
Has it been? Biggest rival for you guys? I mean, when you look at the schedule, and you go, oh, yeah. I don't want you to put any bulletin material out there, but what do you see as your biggest rival on the schedule that you always look forward to playing?
Oh, we always look forward to playing. We always like playing Benton Harbor, but competition-wise, it's definitely probably like Three Rivers or, you know, teams that's up there with them.
Okay. You guys? Any teams that you look on the schedule as, oh, I can't wait for this game?
I agree with Kamisha. I think Benton Harbor is always a game we look forward to.
All right.
Yeah, I would say Benton Harbor or Buchanan. I know a lot of girls on Buchanan. I used to play softball with them, so that's definitely a competition game for me.
I don't know if I should ask Coach this or you guys. Because usually we'll ask you, we're past the midway point of the season now. So with a handful of weeks left, where do you think you guys need to improve most to get ready for districts? That's usually an easier question for Coach to answer. But for you guys, what do you think you need to improve the most?
I think we need to improve all around. Like, everybody on the team got stuff they can improve in. We got to improve as, you know, we got to play more as a team, get that team bonding that we had towards the beginning of the season. So once we get that back, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
I agree. The team bonding, the playing as a team, basketball is one of those things you can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't. One person can't do it. It takes everyone, and that includes everybody on the bench too. Everybody's got to be into the game. And I think a coach would agree that our best game that we played was against Brandywine. The score might not have shown it, but the girls had fun out there. They played hard. They were coachable. They did what they were asked. So, you know, the girls came in and they were kind of. And every coach in that locker room had the biggest smile on their face. So that was a really turning point so far, and I hope they can continue with that.
Yeah. Yep, I would agree with that as well.
Anything else you guys think you want to improve on as a team, getting ready for districts?
I think we all have our good days and bad days. So I feel like when we step on the court, we show up with our everything aside.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's more of like a self-improvement at this point. We've been working better as a team as we go on, so I think everybody just needs to improve.
Sports that you haven't played, is there one sport that you'd like to give a try to that you haven't done? Maggie, is there one? One of these days I'd like to give it a try.
I mean, I would probably play tennis.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm okay with basketball.
You're okay with basketball?
Yeah.
It's got to be one at least you thought about.
I actually was going to try volleyball one year, but I just couldn't do it.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior. I'm a 12th grade.
A senior? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, she was thinking about it. Maybe she could get up for next year. But
I've tried for 4 years.
All right. Nigel, what sport would you like to give a try to?
I think I will try track as any sport.
All right.
That's perfect. That starts in a month.
That's what he likes to hear.
Yeah.
Next up is at Parchment tomorrow.
Yep. We're all the teams, actually, boys and girls, we're all at Parchment. You know, it's the second time we'll see them this year. We were able to beat them the first time, and hopefully, like Coach Vorat said last Friday, we kind of turned a corner with some things, and so hopefully we can carry that over into tomorrow's game and take care of business.
And the next time you're home, I look, is the 21st, if I looked at the schedule correctly.
Yeah, I think
we've got a couple of road games coming
up. Yeah, the beginning of our season, we were heavy on the home games. I think we've only got two more home games left out of our last six or seven. So.
Or at least you don't have to pay for the gas of the bus,
yeah.
Right?
It's expensive.
Yeah, it is. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Congratulations on everything. Good luck the next couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right, it's good to see you guys.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, thank you. We will take a break. More coming up from Berrien Springs High School. It's the Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zick's?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit zicksmeats.com or visit the showroom.
The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Berrien Springs High School. The Road Trip brought to you in part by Zick's Specialty Meats here in Berrien Springs, inviting you to explore meaty ideas. Berrien Springs boys basketball is next up here on the Road Trip. Coach, good to see you. It's been a while. I think you probably, districts last year may have been the last time I had a chance
Absolutely.
To see you. Yeah, how you been?
I've been good. Trying to work hard.
Yeah, working hard and hopefully it's paying off.
Yes. I see improvement every day.
That's what you want to see, too. Young team, pretty veteran team this year for you?
I would say young. We have three seniors, and two of our seniors are primary players. They're in college classes this morning. That's why they're not here.
Okay.
Marshall McFarland and Jackson Glanzer.
Okay. Other than that, pretty young team.
Pretty young, yes.
Yeah. What have been some of the strengths for you guys so far this year?
I would say our defense, for the most part. We're bonding together a little bit better as the season is progressing, and it's a learning process, and the guys are putting in the work. I'm real happy with this group.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
This morning, I got a sophomore, Byron Tate, a senior, Anthony Latin, a junior, Zeb Bakke, and a freshman, Josiah Pittman.
You guys, thanks for getting up early and coming on in. Are you usually here in the school building this early in the morning, or are you still on your way into school?
Yeah, I'm always here.
You are? All right. Good to see you guys. How long have you guys, we'll start with you, how long have you guys been playing basketball?
Basketball, I've been playing since I was 25. But for varsity, I've been playing since my freshman year.
I'm a sophomore now. So, yeah.
All right. In varsity, you're liking it.
Yeah, I love varsity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I started playing basketball in 7th grade. 8th grade, I got cut from the team, but I started back in 9th grade, got on varsity last year.
You went out and proved that the cut was the wrong move, right?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I've been playing basketball since 6th grade, and this is my first year on varsity.
You liking it?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
And I've been playing since like 5th grade, and this is also my 5th year playing like actual high school basketball.
So, all right, so this year actually playing high school basketball. Is there anything that surprised you the most that, you know, has been kind of like, I don't want to say, you know, overwhelming for you, but has there been anything that's kind of surprised you a little bit you didn't expect?
Well, the speed of which all these high school players are playing is something I need to catch up to.
Coach, I think that's one thing that people don't realize is they think, oh, it's just a natural, easy jump from freshman to varsity or JV to varsity or junior high to varsity. Boy, the speed of the game, that's a totally different beast, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what we talk about a lot, the pace. You have guys, say, for example, Byron and now Josiah coming in as freshmen, and one of the adjustments has been the pace that they're still working on and they're getting better at.
The last couple of games, I was talking with Coach Eichberg and with you, too, the competition you've seen. What, Plainwell, Buchanan, New Buffalo, Brandywine, some pretty good competition there. And, you know, win-loss. It'd be nice if you could just string a couple of wins together now, right?
Well, that comes with experience.
Yeah.
We're playing against some good competition. I think some of the physicality that we're adjusting to with some teams, We're working on that, mm-hmm. and we're getting better at it. So I think as we keep moving along, it's going to happen.
Yeah, you've seen these guys mature enough over the, yes. the season, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Other sports that you guys play other than basketball?
I only play basketball year-round. I just work on basketball.
Is there a sport you'd be willing to give a try to if a coach was...
Probably track.
Track? Sure.
Yes.
All right.
I play football, I play basketball, and I also run track.
Do you have a favorite of the three?
I like football more.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't got cut from football, have you?
No. I play football, basketball, and baseball.
All right. Of the three, do you have a favorite?
I'd probably lean in towards football, like Anthony.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I played soccer, basketball, and track and field.
Do you have a favorite?
Basketball, definitely.
Basketball. Yeah. Is there one sport you can't see yourself playing that you haven't played before and you think, no, that's not going to happen?
Golf.
Golf? Okay. What sport can't you see yourself play?
Probably track.
Track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably football.
No football for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The question was,
What sport can't you see yourself playing?
Soccer for sure.
Really?
Yeah, and golf too. I hate golf. Yeah.
All right, so soccer. You can't see yourself playing.
Knowing the question now, probably golf.
Okay, we got three golfs. Yeah. All right, we got to learn a little bit more about your personality. So if you could have any superpower, what would you pick?
I'd choose the jump higher for basketball.
All right.
I'd probably choose super speed.
Super speed.
That's a tough question. So
many. Could be any superpower.
Super strength.
Okay, super strength.
I'd go speed too.
All right, with the speed. Coach, who have been some of the other top performers on the team for you this year?
I would say besides these guys and, of course, the two I mentioned originally, we have James York, who's a sophomore also, Jamal Haley, and, again, all these guys coming back. Let's see. I would say primarily that's a group of about seven there.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I haven't mentioned that I don't know how many people know, but all these guys here, along with some other guys not available, their GPA is 3 or above, and a couple of guys 4.0. And I think out of everything, I'm more proud of that with the guys than even what they do on the basketball floor.
Gives you a chance to coach more basketball, knowing that you don't have to worry about what they're doing in the classroom.
Absolutely. Nice. And I thank the administration, for that, because they pretty much handles that. And that's a big piece of our high school.
All right. So after a game, before you go home, you got to go through the drive-thru. Your fast food of choice. What's your fast food of choice? I mean, after a game, you go, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to go here before I'm going to go through the drive-thru before I go home.
I have to choose one.
You can choose a couple if you want.
McDonald's, Arby's, Popeyes, Burger King, Wendy's. That's probably it.
Boy, you're making a lot of trips after the game.
I probably just choose Popeyes.
All right.
Burger King.
I go to Wendy's.
All right. Wendy's. Do you guys watch much basketball? On TV, if so, are you a bigger NBA fan or a bigger college basketball fan?
College basketball.
College. Do you have a favorite team?
Michigan.
Michigan State, okay. All right, boy, they dropped a big one the other night.
Yeah, I know.
I watch college basketball and I watch Michigan.
What a rivalry going on. Now, they play Saturday, don't they?
Yeah.
Have to sit between these two.
I know.
Get ready for that one. You watch much basketball or NBA college?
Yeah, I watch a lot of college basketball. My favorite team is Notre Dame.
I was hoping to hear that from somebody. You watch much basketball?
Yeah, I don't really watch basketball.
No. All right, so, Coach, next on the schedule is tomorrow on the road at Parchment.
Yes.
Now, is this the first time you've seen them, or have you
seen them? This will be the
second time.
Yes.
All right. Keys to the game for tomorrow night?
I would say, again, our defense. They have a good point guard, and one of the things that he does, he plays with great pace, and we had a little trouble with him the first time, but I think overall, if we rebound and defend like I know we can, we'll be fine.
Who on the team's got the best dance moves? Who's the best dancer on the team?
Kevin. Kevin Blaylock.
Kevin Blaylock.
Yeah? Who's the sharpest dressed guy on the basketball team?
Probably Josiah. On game days, yeah. No question.
Who's the laziest dresser? He just comes and doesn't even care how he dresses.
Probably Jamal.
I say Luke is Aiden.
Jamal.
Yeah, I say Luke is Aiden. One of Luke is Aiden.
He's like, what are you pointing me for? All right, you guys, we appreciate you coming in. Congratulations and everything. And again, tomorrow night, Parchment on the road, right?
Yes,
all right.
Parchment.
All right, good to see you.
And you too.
All right.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, our pleasure, definitely. We'll take a break. More coming up. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're looking for a place with amazing food for takeout, look no further than Coach's Grill in Stevensville. Now at Coach's in Stevensville, you can enjoy their amazing food on the sideline, as in sideline pickup service. You can now order Coach's great food to go and not even get out of your car. Just call in your order or order online. Enter your vehicle info, pull into the sideline pickup carport, and Coach's brings your order right out to your car. Are you on your way there yet? Coach's Grill in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Lakeshore Public Schools will offer a Young Fives program in the fall of 2020. Open to students who will turn five between June 1st and December 1st. Young Fives program is a full-day, everyday, free program designed to help younger students develop academic, social, and emotional skills. Registration opens February 3rd from 9 to 6 p.m. at Lakeshore Public Schools' central office on Cleveland Avenue and will continue until the session is full. For more information, visit lpslancers.net. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence.
Why do we spend so much time on our devices? If Grandma was here, she would say,
because it gives us warm fuzzies.
Thanks, Grandma. I'm Zach, your local digital expert from Midwest Family. The digital warm fuzzies you get from likes and shares, hits and clicks, make our brains release dopamine. And when we release chemicals from the brain, we don't always think logically. So if you're taking in data emotionally from your marketing campaigns, the results may not be as good as your brain leads you to believe. That's where my team comes in. When you work with us at Midwest Family, we'll strategize your customer journey together, connect all the dots between each campaign and radio, digital, and event, and then help you read the data to see what's working and what isn't so we can adjust and succeed. Even if you're already doing something you like but just want to know if it's working, reach out anytime and ask at MidwestFamilySWMI.com. That's MidwestFamilySWMI.com. Midwest Family, on air, online, and on site.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Berrien Springs High School. Phil McDonald, the road trip is brought to you in part by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop in for great food after your next big game. Turn our attention to Berrien Springs cheer, and Lori White is the coach. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, our pleasure. Long season. Are you approaching the end? I know some sports say, about middle way for competitive cheer. Where are you on the schedule?
We're about middle. We start practicing in November, started meets in December, had several canceled due to weather. Wow. Beginning of January. So we're right in about the middle. Our districts are coming up in a couple weeks. So.
Okay. All right. And now, in the BCS, is there a specific BCS conference?
There is. We do have BCS competitive cheer. There's six teams.
Oh, wow.
And, there's us, Lake Michigan Catholic, Parchment, Comstock, Buchanan, and Lawrence.
Okay. All right. The season so far, things going as you would plan?
Yeah. They're going really good. Maybe even a smidge better. I knew this team was going to be special, and they're proving that right now. So.
Awesome. We're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance real quick.
nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
And who'd you bring with you here this morning?
Today I brought two of my seniors, Emily Knight and Ellie Haygood, and one of my juniors, Riley Distraff.
All right. Appreciate you guys coming in. And now in the competitive cheer, I don't know, now do you have many of the girls do competitive and sideline as well?
All of the girls that are doing competitive right now did sideline this year, with the exception of one freshman that came to us new just this season. So.
Okay. All right. Riley, you've been in cheer for how long?
This will be my third season.
All right. You enjoying it?
I am. It's pretty fun.
Yeah? What got you into the sport?
I'm not really sure. I think my best friend, just freshman year, she was like, you should try it. And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, come on, you'd be really good. And, I mean, I already had Coach White previously, so I was like, why not?
And you're hooked.
Yeah.
Ellie, you've been for how long now?
I've done competitive cheer and sideline for 3 years now.
All right. And what got you started? Do you remember?
I used to be a competitive gymnast for 6 years, and I decided to give that up, and I thought, what could I do to continue tumbling and staying in shape? So I decided to do cheer.
All right. Emily, for you, you've been how long?
I started doing sideline my junior year, and then I did competitive from my sophomore to senior year.
All right, so you've been doing it for a while. Do you remember what got you wanting to do it?
Actually, Ellie did, because I used to do gymnastics when I was younger, and I was one of those girls who was like, oh, cheer. But I'm really glad that she convinced me to do it, because the girls on the team are just like family.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of ladies on the teams over the years that have also participated in gymnastics?
Not previously, not when we first started. We were really kind of low. The tumbling was probably the least of our specialties, if you want to consider specialties in cheer. That was our weak point. And through the years, we've managed to just keep building. We've worked a lot. We have Ellie and Emily, I think we have a couple more that have a little bit of gymnastics background this year that's really kind of elevated us, making some of our rounds extra, like those are our strengths now versus what they used to be our weaknesses, is the tumbling. And their expertise in being able to come in and help the girls that don't necessarily know how to tumble, these girls can teach them based on their gymnastics background. So it's really been good, really helpful.
Of the three rounds, is there one that seems to be a strength?
Round two this year, which again used to be our weakness. Super proud of the girls. Right now we are in Division III. We have a top 10 score in the state for our round two. We broke a school record a couple weeks ago. Kind of hoping to break it again here real soon. So we think we're ready to set a new one. So
did you guys know right away that you had broken a school record?
Yeah, not really. We wait until the very end. Coach doesn't let us see any scores, but
okay.
You kind of get that feeling where like, oh, that felt like just really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have that after a round is done? You think that was awesome?
Definitely. It's definitely just like a feeling you get, and you're like, that was one of the best ones we've ever done. It's just a totally different feeling when you get off the mat and you're like, that was a good one.
When you found out you won or set the school record, what was it like when you guys found that out?
Oh my goodness, it was so exciting. I remember Coach told us we broke the school record, and we were all screaming and jumping up and down. It was a really awesome moment.
I'll bet. Mm-hmm. It's got to be an awesome moment for you, too.
It was, because actually, it was our first full meet that we had performed all three rounds, and we really hadn't competed since December prior to that, when we just did rounds one and two. And that was their goal when they put three rounds out, is they wanted to be above a 700, and they actually broke a school record overall. They did a 737 and broke the round two record. So they broke two records that day. So it was really good for the first meet out. It was exceptional.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Outside of competitive cheer or sideline cheer, Riley, for you, any other sports or clubs, activities you're involved with here at Berrien Springs?
So I'm involved with quite a few things. I participate in all of our band classes here. I also do shot put and discus for our track team. And then I also just recently started powerlifting, made second in my weight class and qualified for the state meet.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ellie, for you, any other activities outside of cheer?
I've been part of choir since my freshman year. I'm in a select women's choir group called Bel Canto, and I have I've done pole vault for track. So.
Should we have Ellie break out the song?
No, it's okay.
She's mortified.
I wouldn't do that. Emily, other activities?
I've been in student council since my freshman year, and this year I am the vice president of it. I do volleyball alongside the sideline, obviously, and I also do softball.
All right. And I'll tell you this before we even wrap things up. I have the utmost respect for cheer, because the athleticism that it takes and the coordination in that. I always tell people, if you want to see a really good example of athleticism, you need to go see a cheer meet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because there are some really good athletes out there.
They're really good. The stuff they do, and they're multi-athletes. A lot. Most of my girls participate in another sport, and people like Emily, Kylie Smith, Kirsten Krause had three girls that did dual. They did volleyball and sideline. So it's a lot of work and a lot of time, and just, really great bunch of kids.
Do you have a favorite round of the three?
Mm-hmm. My favorite is definitely round two. I always feel like the most confident going into round two, and I always get the most pumped up because there's only eight of us that go out on the mat. So, and then our whole team is just on the floor, and they're screaming, and the crowd gets super loud, and it's just, it's a really awesome experience to feel.
An adrenaline rush, mm-hmm. Huh?
I think I have to agree, just because when we first started, seeing how much our rounds have improved, I think round two would definitely be my favorite.
Okay.
Because I get to start round two this year, which is where you hear that one girl kind of begin the round, and it kind of gets me, like, excited and gets my adrenaline going.
All right.
I would have to say round three. Even though it's a little bit nerve-wracking, it's definitely, like, my specialty kind of thing. So it's just more of like an energy boost for me, and when I'm like out on the mat, if like I get nervous or something, I'm just like, we're out here to do this. I was like, we're here for everybody else, like, let's just get it done. So it's just more of like being able to be with my team, and like doing it all together.
I get it. Yeah. What's next on the schedule?
Tonight we have our BCS, our third of four BCS meets, so we're heading to Parchment later on this afternoon for that, and expecting good things tonight. And then Saturday we're at Forest Hills Northern, which will be a big meet for us as far as kind of gauging how we'll sit district region wise some of the other teams. And then next Thursday we're home. It's our home meet. We only have one. We're at Rock the House. We'll have 13 other teams here, so that's a great opportunity if people want to come out and check us out to have a really fun low-key meet with a lot of great teams.
Yeah, so that's next Thursday
6 o'clock.
Okay.
High school.
Rock the House.
Yes.
We're in and pack the house, too.
Yes. Yeah, we get good attendance there. It's fun. It's a fun meet for us.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations and everything. Good to
Thank
see you.
You
guys.
Yeah.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with some of the swimmers here from Berrien Springs as we continue with the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports app, and online at WSJMSports.com.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, an empty nester, or in between, hi, this is Tina.
And Victoria with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. We know this is the largest investment you will make in your lifetime.
We understand what the expectations are in today's market and promise to exceed those expectations.
Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria Eberhard at 470-3923 and Tina Thornton at 591-1707.
A new youth program comes to the area. A credit union opens another location. A local charity provides record giving. Scores from last night's high school games. All stories delivered to your phone for free, courtesy of Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire?
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay!
If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
Midwest Family is happy to report area closings, cancellations, or delays for your organization or business for free. Administrators and managers, sign up to post your closings ahead of inclement weather days by going to MidwestFamilySWMI.com/closings. After your account is confirmed, you'll be able to post your closing anytime, available 24/7 on Town Crier Wire, MoodyOnTheMarket.com, and this station's website or mobile app. Midwest Family.
on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The road trip from Berrien Springs High School this morning. We wrap things up talking with members of the swim team, the Bridgman Co-op swim team, and several individuals from Berrien Springs are on the team. Coach, good to see you.
Hi.
Different surroundings.
Yes, it is. I'm really happy to be here at Berrien Springs because, you know, there's seven different schools in the co-op, and it's just nice to go to a different school and represent the program.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you've got quite a few from Berrien Springs representing.
Yes, there's five. I have five boys here, and they're the only five that swim from Berrien, so I couldn't leave one out. But actually, I shouldn't even say swim because we have two of our divers here.
So two divers and
three swimmers. Yep.
All right. And who'd you bring with you here this morning?
I got Matt Pizarski, Zach Nanfelt, Parker Roach, Nate Bittner, and Tyler Burks.
You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. So do you guys always split up like this, swimming on one side and diving on the other?
Pretty much.
I don't know here, pretty much. We appreciate you you guys coming in. I guess, Matt, first of all, for you, you've been diving for how long now?
3 or 4 years. I started, like, in a kids' class for, like, the first year, and then I moved on to high school.
All right. You liking it?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, Zach.
All right, cool. I've been diving for 1 year. It was last season. I was just kind of convinced to join the team because my mom is the coach of the swim team. And so since she started dedicating all of her time there, I wasn't able to see her as much. So I joined the dive team. So there's some time to see my mother. And
I don't have to coach him.
That's also true.
That helps, huh?
Yeah. But it's a lot more fun than I expected it to be. It's a lot of hard work, but it's really made positive growth with my personal self.
Tyler, for you, you've been swimming for how long?
I've been swimming for, say, 8 years when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
Then I stopped for eight. Then this guy and that guy over there, Parker and Zach, convinced me to join again, and this is my first year back swimming.
And what events are you swimming?
I am swimming the 200 medley, the 50 freestyle, the 100 freestyle, and the 200 relay freestyle.
All right. Nate, for you, you've been how long?
I've been swimming for exactly 4 months now. Five.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's a lot harder than expected. So, but it's still a fun experience. It's a lot different from my usual sport, which is cross country and track. And instead of using just my legs, I use my full body now. So, yeah.
So 4 months. What got you into it?
Coach Emily came up to me one day after my band concert and was like, "You're swimming," and I'm like, "Okay." And then a month later, I started swimming. So,
well, you got a way about you. You just, it's as easy as that, huh?
Well, it helps that, like, these guys are all in the same class and they've been friends since, forever. So, the fact that they're all friends and they just hang out and have a good time. So, you know, the sport's kind of secondary.
All right. And then, Parker, for you, you've been swimming for how long?
I've been swimming for about like 8 years, just as much as Tyler, but I take no breaks. Yeah, I've been swimming since a really young age, and it's just been amazing trying to see like how much better can I get throughout both. I swim for the Benton Harbor St. Joe YMCA in the summer season, and then of course here for Bridgman during winter.
All right, and you swim what events?
Wherever I'm put, I just swim.
He's a really good breaststroker, but he's really good in all the strokes.
All right. Nate, you swim what events?
I swim mostly free events, but I'm being put in the breaststroke tonight, actually, for our meet. But I usually 50 free, 100 free, 200 medley relay, but I'm swimming the free in that relay, and I'm like a 400 free relay as well.
Okay.
Usually.
How's the season going so far?
Well, it's going pretty good considering that there are 10 new, so we have 20 kids on the team and 10 are brand new to the sport. I shouldn't say brand new to the sport, but brand new to the team. So, we had three divers return and then only seven swimmers. that had high school swimming experience. And high school is way different than like an age group swimming, because like with high school, it's like one event right after the other. There's no breaks. And so sometimes they have to swim an event back to back. And so really considering all of that, I think that our team is doing really good. We've had a lot of growth throughout the year, which, I mean, it's been awesome for me to see as a coach.
So, Zach, have you ever swum an event as opposed to diving?
Yes, I have definitely swam a few yeah. events. You know, mom's like, orders.
Mom's orders.
No, I ask.
No?
I do. But it's usually like, will you swim this? Because if you don't, those guys can't swim in the relay.
Yeah, you take control of my generosity.
So you would rather not, you'd rather just dive?
Most of the time, yeah. But, you know, I like to join the relays so I can see, like, my friends on the team be able to swim, because they all love doing it, and it's just something positive I can do for them. So I kind of feel like it makes an impact on the team somewhere.
Have you been in any events other than diving?
I swam one relay freshman year, but it was a diver relay, so none of us were really that good at swimming. So it was a little rough, but we got it done. No.
Next meet. We're going to do a Barron Springs relay. Oh. So I got to figure out what one person, probably Zach, won't swim in it. But we're just going to have some fun with the next meet. And not tonight, obviously, but next Thursday, we're going to have a fun meet and just kind of have people. We're going to do a bit. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I asked these guys if they've swum an event. Have you ever tried diving?
No. Diving for us would be terrible.
You would belly flop.
I would belly flop.
So that's a big no for you guys.
I think it's easier for the divers to cross over to swimming. Diving is, it takes a lot. Like, you know, you're just talking to the cheerleaders and how those girls are being thrown up in the air. And there's only a certain amount of girls that can be thrown up in the air. Just like the same, it's like a certain amount of guys or, you know, can actually do those type of movements in the air mm-hmm. and not kill themselves.
Not kill themselves. Real quickly, what's next on the schedule for you guys?
Tonight we're going against Portage Northern at the Bridgman Aquatic Center. So if anybody wants to come out and watch us, it starts at 6:00. And then next week we are going to Battle Creek Lakeview for, you know, just against them. Battle Creek Lakeview is one of the top in the conference, so that's why we're having a fun meet. We're just gonna try different events. But then the weekend on the 14th and 15th we have the MISCA meet, which is the Michigan Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association. They put on a big meet for kids that they have to qualify for. And right now we have Matt has qualified for the diving, and then Parker's qualified in the and almost anything he swam actually for that meet. We're looking to hopefully qualify a relay or two tonight. It's last minute because this isn't the last chance we have to do that. We also have a kid from Lakeshore, John Plasau, who qualified in the 500. So,
All right. Yeah,
some
fun
stuff
to come. So, good luck the rest of the season, you guys. Appreciate you guys coming in. And congratulations and everything. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That'll do it for the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.